Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, Apostle W.J. Armstrong. And today, I just want to take a few minutes of your time and try to give you some words of comfort, or words that help you understand what is going on around you or what's going on around us. It's happening not just in one segment of the earth, but in multiple segments of the earth. It appears as if disobedience, it's running rapid. Redemption. So, I want us to think a minute on what's causing this from a scripture perspective. And I want to read something out of the King James. I think it's Isaiah 59. Part of verse 8. And today I just may read all the way down so we can get a clear understanding of what's happening. But first, I'm going to start with Isaiah 59, 16. And then we will put it in its perspective in the full chapter. We have time to read it. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene, so he owned arms achieved salvation for him. So his own arm achieved salvation for him. And his own righteousness sustained him. He put on righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garment of vengeance and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to what they have done, so will he repay. Wrath to his enemies and retribution to his foes. He will repay the islands their due. From the west, now that you heard me, from the west. Yeah, I am looking at this geographically as I read these scriptures. And it goes on and says, from the west, people will fear the name of the Lord. And from the rising of the sun, they will reverence his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repay it of their sins, declared the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit, who is on you, will not depart from you, and my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips, on the lips of your children, and on the lips of the descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord. That was, when I read that, I found within myself found a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that allow me to look at what's happening in the earth realm now and be at the peace of shalom. So how is that? What did I just read? That not my battle. He made it clear what I need to do. And as a result of that, I can be at peace. I say I can be at peace. In the midst of this, I hear people lamenting over the fact that Trump wins. Oh, we have a mess. No, we don't need to go down that path. Why are we fighting God's battle? What I read, he's going to fight his own battle. He's going to put his wrath on these people that are being disobedient, that the scripture says sin. I call it being disobedient. That's what sin is. And whenever I look at all of this now, look at what's coming out, and I say, now, this doesn't make sense. Why am I going through changes? What can I do about it? I can only vote, and I only have one vote. But yet, when I read Isaiah 49, there was some hope. And that was just the bottom part of it. When I start at the top, near the top, say, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, all is darkness, for brightness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows, like the blind, we grope along the walls, feeling our ways like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. Now, whenever we look at this and we look at what's happening and we listen to what people, what's coming out of people's mouths, we sort of get a little bit out of shape. Sometimes we want to react and we overreact. But now all we have to do is remain silent and allow the Creator to take responsibility for his own retribution that he must bring, because people have done what? They have made a mockery out of him, out of his word. And what they gonna do? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do the other. But why is he feel comfortable in saying that? One, he knows that God's people follow him. And if God's people follow him, what does that say about God's people? What does that say about their God? Their God is powerless. Can't do anything. He won't do anything. Therefore, I can do whatever I please. There's another subset which believe, put their faith and trust in the Creator, in Elohim, not in God, but in Elohim, the one that created the heavens and the earth. I just want us to really give some serious consideration to the position that we are taking. And see, whenever we step out and get ourselves in the midst, what are we doing? We are sending a signal to the Creator that we can do it ourselves. And whenever we begin to act like that, what happens? We're powerless. We have tried to take over the responsibility of a Creator. I'll cite an example. There was this one of my church members years ago who was a thorn in my side, and I went to the Creator regarding her, and I placed her in his hand and allowed him to bring justice and victory on our behalf. And what happened? The lady gets sick. What did I do? Instead of leaving alone and see the hand of God in all of this, I said, oh, I'm the pastor. I am her pastor. I got to go and see, got to go visit her. I got to go do this, got to do the other. And the lady bounced back. And what happened? She did start doing the same thing all again. And what did I have to do? I had to start over again. I had to go back to the Creator and put her in his hand. First, I had to ask for forgiveness. I had to ask for forgiveness because I took her out of his hands. It's as if I didn't trust him to do what he said he would do. It is interesting, very interesting that we have usurp the power and authority that the divine spirit was there to intercede on our behalf. I find the words have given me comfort. I find the words has allowed me to walk with my head high, listen to what this man is saying, and then I look for the Creator's hand in all of this. And I began to see how he's exposing all of those individuals, Supreme Court. He's exposing them for who they are, those members and what they are, and how justice must be served. You look at this and you try and line it up, you wind up similar to what Yahshua faced with the fig tree. And what did he do? He cursed the fig tree. And I see that that's what's going to happen with these people. They think that they're going to be able to stand in the midst of all this. Once they're disobedient, he said, no. Why you say that? Micah chapter 6, verse 8. It says that the Creator only requires three things. One is to be just in all that's doing, which means to be just in the decisions that they're making, and to show mercy. Mercy for everybody, not just for the one individual that they are ruling in favor of. I go back to the topic, words that work. It's not what you say. It's what the people here feel. What did I hear on the Supreme Court decision?
Yeah.
I heard that justice is only for the poor. There is no justice in the system that we have. That's really what I sense. That the rich have a way of getting away. He said he could get away with murder. And, you know, we have to think about what he says and what it means. And what do the people hear what he said? That is why when I read the scripture, I applied the same principle. What is it that I'm hearing the Creator say? And how is that making me feel? Tonight, it makes me feel an absolute peace. It makes me feel that 1 Timothy chapter 2 is the absolute truth. When it says that we pray for everybody, we pray for those who are in authority, and it answers us, why do we do it? So that we can live a godly, peaceful life. I'm just amazed at how people don't understand, people don't trust the word, and they don't fear the Creator. I don't fear man. And man doesn't fear God, the Elohim, the one that created him. I'm just thankful. Thankful that the word hasn't lost its savior, as we say, for salt. Word is the light unto my feet. Word lighten up the darkness. I'm just amazed at how things are happening and how people run a scare. Opposed to people going to the Creator, going to him, the one that created Trump, the one that created the Supreme Court Justice, the one that created Margaret Taylor Greene, one that created a Joe Biden, one that created the rest of the official government officials, whether in the state, the city, or the county. When I was think about it, he's done on the word revealed to you the promise that the Creator made to us. And if we can discern, use the spirit of discernment, and come up with what the Creator is saying, what the Creator promised that he would do, I don't think he would be all upset either. But either. I'm very clear. I know it works. It worked for me. I wouldn't be sitting here saying anything that doesn't, that I haven't experienced. Now, I want you to think about this week. Wherever you are in the earth realm, whatever's going on around you, I want you to reach out to the God of your understanding. Reach out to Elohim, the one that created the heavens and the earth. Don't just go to him with a problem. Ask him for the solution. Ask him to move or remove whatever it is, excuse me, whatever it is that has been a thorn in your side this week.
Mm-hmm.
And just watch. Watch him work. And next week, you can call in 646-668-8217. 646-668-8217. That's the guest call-in number. Now, we normally come on at 6:30. But because of daylight saving time, I figure people are going to be out running errands and having fun. So I want to know if this time slot is better for people, because they will be coming in from outside and they will be more rarely able to participate. Now, cue the listen, and if there's any new person tonight, call in. I mean, not call in, because no one called in. Listen via computer or tablet. I would like to see you to, if you have a means to call in or send me a text, or send me an email. Email is crowntalkingdrums@gmail.com. I'm going to verify that. And just one moment. I'm not at my computer, and I can't really verify. Send it to WLLArmstrong3@gmail.com. That's WLLArmstrong3@gmail.com. And I'd be glad to read it and read it over the air and even discuss it all the time whenever you can call in and we can have a conversation regarding it. Thank you for listening tonight. And I trust that something was said. And I want you to go to Isaiah 59 and read it through and through. Before you read it, say a prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the truth that's hidden in that scripture. And if you're like me, you will find the peace that passes all understanding. And now, I bid you farewell for tonight. I will do a little bit more advertising, so that people will be able to follow it and be able to know where we are and be able to readily participate. Shalom.